Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Yeah, there's not much on TV at the moment. It's usually like this around Christmas, New Year's, but A Current Affair always delivers. And, you know, they love a good neighbourly dispute story.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And last night they had one involving Nikki and Will, this couple. I think they've got three kids and they've moved to Yamba, beautiful spot on the New South Wales north coast. And they moved into this five-bedroom house. And they've only been there a little while. They're in a bit of a dispute with their landlord because landlord has decided to basically move into the backyard.
Move into the backyard, not just like randomly turn up, but actually live.
Yeah. There. Set up a tent in the backyard and live there.
So how does that work when he's filling out his paperwork? It's like, what's your address? And he's like, their address with like a 0.5 on there or backyard in brackets. Like, how does that work?
I'm near Nikki and Will's clothesline. Yeah. That's where you can deliver my mail. Of course, Nikki and Will are freaking out going, what the hell? So they did what everybody does, contacted Tracy Grimshaw and the team at A Current Affair, and they sent out a reporter who, decided to confront the landlord, Pascal, and her nameless husband, who basically wasn't giving up many details. Christmas Day, they got this text message from the landlord.
The text message just said, "Dear Nikki and William, I'm the owner. As of tonight, I will be occupying the rear yard."
Later, Nikki and Will came home to find their landlord, Pascal Hubert, and her partner had set up camp at the rear of the property.
Yeah, so a bit of a shock for Christmas. Normally, it's the family that drops in for Christmas. It's like, it's your mum or your uncle going like, by the way, I'm coming to live in the backyard for 2 weeks.
Do you tell people the truth when they come to visit? It's like, who's the person in the backyard? Oh, that's our long-lost uncle, Pascal.
Pascal, I don't know. Obviously not a great situation. Nikki and Will are a bit, you know, distraught because not only are Pascal and her nameless husband living in the backyard, but they're also, well... Their facilities aren't the best. Have a listen.
There's no running water, and more importantly, no toilet.
I noticed they've got a bucket. I think that they're doing their poos and their wees in the bucket. Yeah, it's disgusting.
You reckon?
No.
And so the reporter sort of talked to Pascal and said, look, why are you using a bucket? What's this all about?
What about the toilet situation? Are you okay there? I mean, have you been using the backyard as a toilet, Pascal?
When you go to the beach, where do you go to the toilet?
In the toilet, public toilets.
Okay.
It's like, tell me more of this public toilet.
She's like, oh, by the way, where do you go to for a shower? Yeah. Because we're just driving through a car wash with the windows down. That's what we've been using as a shower. Do you have a better option? Public showers? Oh, yeah, that'll work. Oh. They've talked to the council. They're trying to sort out this situation at the moment. They're basically saying, the landlord's like, this backyard isn't part of the lease, so there's nothing you can do to stop us from living out here. So Pascal was, you know, happy to talk to the reporter. Her partner, though, her husband, he just was refusing to give up his ID. And when he was asked who he was at one point, he said, "I'm Ronald McDonald."
Yeah, of course.
And then towards the end of the whole story, it got to this point for the reporter. He's like,
"The title deeds are in our name."
Who knows what this bloke's name is? We doubt it really is Ronald McDonald.
Great reporting.
Although he did offer us some nuggets, but not the kind you want.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Well, I recently told you that I've actually got to move house. The lease is up. We've got to try and find somewhere new to live.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think the universe is trying to tell me something as well, because only the last couple of weeks, all of a sudden, ants have been popping up everywhere in my house.
I don't think you're alone in this. I think the wet weather combined with the heat has brought the ants in droves to many properties right across the far south coast.
The worst part is how the ants shame you. That's the worst part. Like,
what do you mean?
Literally, like yesterday morning I got up, I made some toast. I didn't leave any mess anywhere. I got home yesterday afternoon. I lifted up one of the tea towels near where I was making toast and there was about 7 or 8 ants.
Oh, okay. I thought they'd posted a picture of it up on Facebook yeah, and people are commenting going, oh, you're disgusting. What a pig.
Might as well. But that's what they do to you. It's like if there's one tiny little crumb, these guys will find it. They're almost like they're as handy as those spotters that people used to have. We used to have little spotters here whenever there was a toilet paper delivery when toilet paper was scarce. It'd be like someone would be like Liam or someone to come in and go, hey, guys, I was just down at Coles. They just got a fresh delivery of toilet paper. All of a sudden, it's like, yep, yeah, we're on.
No, the ants have scouts.
They've got scouts everywhere.
So, that's when you see that one sort of lone ant that's just staggering and changing direction, kind of like looking like, you know, you would after a Friday night, you know, just go, oh, which way do I go to get home? They're the scout ants. They're looking around for some juicy food.
Do you reckon he's like Scotty Cam? He just whistles and says, tools down. They all drop the tools in the colony and come running out. And I think they're taking over, probably something a little bit like, you know, The Simpsons when they took over.
And I, for one, welcome our new insect overlords. Like to remind them that as a trusted TV personality, I can be helpful in rounding up others to toil in their underground sugar caves.
Yeah, I've had ant invasions in the past, and I've been like Kent Brockman. I'm just like, you get to the point where you just want to give up because they're everywhere. We had them once invade all of our DVDs.
Oh, no.
Because they're like DVDs, while you think they're sealed up, there's little holes in the plastic. And they went, oh, this is perfect. It's nice and dark in here. There's places where we can lay eggs and build a nest. And yeah, we didn't even realize it was happening because you use your streaming services now, hardly touch the DVDs. And then one day I noticed a couple of ants hovering around the DVDs. I'm like, what's going on here? Oh, you've taken over. Fantastic. Yeah, thanks, guys.
That we've actually bought some stuff called Antrid, I think, which is basically you leave it out and they take it back to the nest and kill everyone. I like the description they've got on this thing here. It says, initially the activity may increase when you use this stuff. It will ease as the worker ants take the liquid back to the nest, passing on, destroying the queen and the nest. I'm like, geez, that sounds very descriptive. But
you're committing regicide.
Yeah. If this keeps up, though, if I keep getting outnumbered this badly, I'm thinking of maybe, like Kent Brockman, maybe switching to the ant colony. You know, they've got a whole bunch of workers. I think they're on decent wages these days. You know, they get a pat on the back for, like, you know, leaving food around and finding food for me. My queen at home, when I leave food around, I just get a smack across the back of the head.
All right.
That's about it.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Obviously, in Sydney at the moment, they are trying to reduce the number of COVID-19 cases, and they've made it mandatory to wear masks. I think it's a $200 fine if you get busted without a mask.
Yeah, it was bound to happen sooner or later.
Yeah.
It was pretty naive of us all to think over the Christmas period that nothing, you know, being allowed to, you know, roam free would not result in any little clusters and things. And
not until that vaccine gets rolled out. And, of course, today, the third test at the SCG, they're going to have to wear masks there as well. That is compulsory. But as per usual, Hutsy, some people don't like to do it. A couple of ladies weren't caught on film. They were doing the filming at a Sydney IKEA store, just getting stuck into staff about being forced to wear masks. They walked into the store and said, we're not wearing masks. What are you going to do about it?
Did they use the key line, we don't want any trouble, even though they walked in and they were filming before they even walked in?
I don't think they used that line exactly, but they were quite fired up and they were happy to let staff know about their rights under Australian law.
It is part of the law. It's unnecessary. It is unnecessary to act this way.
Yeah, that's exactly what it says in the law book.
In the law.
Word for word.
I was just waiting for her to get to this part to start going, you know, she sort of starts going on about Australian law and it's like,
in summing up, it's the Constitution, it's Mabo, it's justice, it's law, it's the vibe.
Habeas corpus. Yeah. Should we use those words?
I don't know what is wrong with people. Why can't you just wear a mask for it? It's not permanent.
No, it's...
You know what I mean?
It'll go away eventually.
But people act like they're, you know, dogs that have to be muzzled in public or something. And it's like, I don't know why. Last year we had the lady going into Bunnings. Similar situation, just getting stuck into staff saying, it's my right not to wear a mask.
Yeah, and there's a good chance this is obviously someone's mother. Just imagine having someone like that as your mum. It's like you come in, it's like, what's up, champ? Oh, Harry beat me in handball, but I thought the ball was, you know, he said the ball was in, but I thought it was out. Well, I'm going to go have a word to Harry. This is unacceptable.
Let me get the Constitution out and see what that has to say exactly about these handball rules. Yeah, it's just a lot of people out there like this. I'm like, I feel sorry for the staff, but it'd be even worse if, like, you had two of these these so so-called Karens colliding at the same time. It'd probably sound like this, I think.
Yeah, you've been told you should look at the website. That's what you should be told.
If you take out your phone and look up the Department of Human Services and have a look at the conditions, I don't even have to have this conversation with you.
It is part of the law. It's unnecessary. It is unnecessary to act this way.
You're not authorised by the Australian government to even question me.
I'm allowed to film. It is my right to film her.
It is my right as a living woman to do whatever I want.
And then they both just explode. It's like the universe is undone in that moment. So.
Yeah, that's like a paradox. The two Karens facing off. It's like, you know, All Night Chemist never shuts up if those two had a conversation with each other.
It goes round and round. And well done to the staff. In this video, the IKEA staff, they're very calm. Mm. They just say, look, it's a condition of entry. Please just put your mask on. So they're calmer than I would. If I was working at that IKEA, I'd just be like, okay, I see you don't want to wear a mask and you keep going on about it. Here's the parts to a mirror and an Allen key. Go build it. And then you can complain to someone who gives a crap.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.